Had to come all the way to Norman this week to find Kim Anderson here at the National Weather Center for the Ag Weather Symposium. We'll talk to you more about that next week. But for right now, Kim, I really want to focus in on this relationship between canola and wheat in rotation. There really are some advantages we're finding here in the state.
I think there's some pretty strong advantages, and probably the best one is cleaning up the field. To export to Oklahoma wheat, we've got to have a good, clean wheat. That's a wheat that's free of dockage, that's free of foreign materials. And so we can maintain that demand and a good milling quality wheat. One way to do that is crop rotation, and the crop that we can rotate with right now is canola.
All right. Now, anytime we have advantages, we also have disadvantages. What are we finding there?
Well, canola is very good for a crop producer. If we got stocker producers, it does limit grazing. It reduces the grazing on that. Plus, you have higher cost of production for a canola, so there is more risk. Now, there's that risk reward return, higher profits with it, but you've got the grazing, the reduction in grazing, and the higher cost.
All right. Now, let's talk about prices. I mean, how does this really work out as we look ahead to 2015?
Well, I think right now we're looking at about $5.80 for wheat prices. That's the Kansas City July minus 50 cents is what you can forward contract for. A research shows that our canola price runs about 50% higher than the wheat. You figure that out, that gives you about somewhere around $8.75 to $8.80 per bushel for your canola.
All right, so now that's talking for our farmers, but what about our guys who are going to be running cattle on their wheat? Is this really, does the math still work out rotating canola for stalkers?
Well, it might not work out as well if my prices are going high and going up and the return is really good for the stalker operations. However, when the prices start going the other way, where we have a downtrend rather than an uptrend, it might be more profitable to come in with canola rather than the stalkers.
All right. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.